the Point Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. Something old, something new, and a lot creepy. The Following is back on Fox, and we talked to the cast and creators about just what we can expect over the next couple of months. Plus, it looks like Superman Batman gets a big bump. Let's get to the point.
This is the point. The Point Radio. Get the point.
It's a whole new thrill ride, kind of, for the second season of The Following. It begins with some new players and some new characters, one of which is played by actress Connie Nielsen.
So my character's name is Lily Gray. She is an art dealer. She has a gallery down in Soho. And she's sort of like your typical European living in New York kind of character. And she gets introduced into the show at the very beginning. Because she's a victim of an attack, and she gets into contact with Ryan at that time. And there are a lot of problems that arise, and they beget more problems.
Director Marcus Siega told me that Connie's character is an important building block for the new season.
I think casting Connie, a lot of reasons why we wanted her, but it was also, she does play a victim. But we wanted someone strong, someone who can handle what this inciting incident is for season two, and the way she gets together with Ryan. Because she doesn't come into the... We wanted someone who is worldly, and we have this European backstory, but not so much because we want to spend time in Europe, but it's to explain why she's unaware of this big event that happened. So she was in Paris while Haventort went on. So when this thing happens to her, she's a little bit at a loss, and then Ryan steps into her world.
I asked Marcus if there was a secret to keeping up the week-to-week intensity of the show.
I don't think there's a secret. It's hard. It's, you know, Kevin Scripps is where we start with that. He writes. He's a very dense writer, so there are a lot of scenes in his episodes, more so than any other show I've ever done. So that just keeps things moving. And I think, you know, it's really hard to do what he does because we're always building to an act. Mm-hmm. Every act out has to be a cliffhanger that gets you to the next act. But, you know, your secret, I don't know, it's really in his storytelling.
The first season was a pressure cooker for the fans and the cast as well. Actor Sean Ashmore told me that his role as Mike may have been his most intense acting job yet.
No, I mean, that was a very... I mean, to me, when I always liked Weston, I loved that character from the beginning. I loved the sort of levity that he brought at the beginning of the season. And I loved the chemistry between Ryan Hardy and Mike from the beginning. But when I really got excited about digging into Mike, the sort of juicy stuff was that episode. I called the Fight Club episode where I got, you know, tortured and kidnapped. And the reason that I think that was a big turn is because I think that's the first time that Ryan actually saw under the surface of Mike, not just this eager guy, but there was more to it. I think the audience was surprised by how tough he was. I think they were surprised by the depth that he had and the connection that they made because of the sacrifice that Mike made for Ryan's love, Claire. It was an intense season, and it was nice to sort of ramp up and sort of have that levity with Mike. So then when that turn happened, I think the audience really felt it, and I only know that because people have really come up and said how affected they were by that episode and sort of shocked and scared that Mike was going to be killed off. And you know, it's nice when people care about your character.
All of this put together does help the overall process of the show. Actor Kevin Bacon.
The crew is incredible, works very, very hard, and we work really quickly. I've never worked on anything that works as quickly as it, partly because of our director of photography, and partly because of the nature of the cameras now, not to get too technical, and the way that we shoot it. We shoot the whole thing handheld pretty much. So for anywhere between 14 to sometimes 18 hours, the boys are holding these cameras on their shoulders. And we have the fluidity to just kind of run and gun and shoot and grab things. And so there's there is an intensity to it just because of just the energy.
Right.
And certainly, I'm not one of those people that can go, you just killed somebody, or someone just stabbed you, or you know, you're chasing someone about to die, and then turn off and hey, well, whatever, yeah, well,
right.
You know, I can do that to a certain extent, but I can't do it all the time.
Catch The Following every Monday on Fox, and you can always see new episodes and catch up at fox.com.
The Point Radio.
into it. Here's the latest in pop culture. More news on the pieces of the big late night switch at NBC, this time involving Seth Meyers and Saturday Night Live. Seth will wind up his SNL career on the 1st of February. His new show, Late Night, begins on the 24th on the network after the Olympics. And his first guest, longtime Saturday Night Live partner, Amy Poehler. It's probably only a matter of time, but Angry Birds are coming to comics. A new series based on the popular mobile game is being announced by IDW. It'll feature the talents of people like Jeff Parker and Paul Tobin as well. The series will launch from IDW this summer with the first issues in comic stores in June. Blame it on Peter Pan, but it looks like the Superman-Batman film is being bumped ahead a year. It'll now be in theater sometime in 2016, moving from its original date of June of 2015. The Peter Pan 3D project is what's been taking its place on the 2015 movie schedule. And that means that, well, 2016 is going to be a pretty busy time in the theaters for superhero fans, with X-Men Apocalypse already there and Amazing Spider-Man 3 in there, as well as an unnamed Marvel movie that is still planned for the same time. The 2014 SAG Awards gave us no real surprises. All the usual folks walked away with statues, including, of course, the folks from Breaking Bad and Downton Abbey, as well as Modern Family. Biggest surprise of the night, though, was a winner in the Best Actress in the Miniseries category. That went to Helen Mirren for her part in The Phil Spector Story. Some Marvel TV news, starting with the long-rumored Agent Carter TV series. It turns out there's a pretty good script, at least as far as Hollywood standards go. Done by the guys who wrote the Captain America movies, both of them, Christopher Markus and Stephen McFeely. In case you've forgotten, it's based on that short that was on the Captain America DVD and involves a character played in the film by Haley Atwell. No word yet on whether Haley will reprise her role for the upcoming TV series. Meanwhile, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. gets a little bit of Thor coming up in a few weeks. Jamie Alexander will portray Sith, the same character she did in the two Thor movies, in an episode that airs on ABC in February.
The point. Here's what's cool.
There's a nice variety waiting for you when you hit the comic stores this week, but that usually is the case every week. However, the reasons we feel it's true this time starts with Dark Horse Presents number 32. It's a new Hellboy story by Mike Mignola, and it involves Hellboy getting married. There's also a first issue of ElfQuest Final Quest from Dark Horse, all new material there. From DC, Zero Year continues in Batman 27, and Gothtopia continues in Birds of Prey number 27. Plus, for the high rollers, there's an omnibus of the Great Planetary Stories in a beautiful hardcover that's a little pricey, just about $75. And if you have some friends playing Scribblenauts, did you know that there's also a comic series to go along with it? Scribblenauts Unmasked, Crisis of Imagination begins this week, collecting the online series from DC. X-Files Conspiracy spreads out a little bit, this time to include Ghostbusters in an issue. Also this week from Image, Dead Body Road number 1 gets a second printing, and there's a second issue of Dead Body Road out this week. And Walking Dead, a new one of those, a couple of weeks away from the start of the new season. It's Walking Dead 120 out this week from Image. From Marvel, all new Invaders begins with a new number 1. George Romero's Empire of the Dead Act 1 begins with the first issue. Second issue of the best-selling book of last month, Origin 2, is out as well. And if you're into the reimagining of established characters as little kids, for example, Kiss Kids or maybe Little Vampirella, Steve Austin and Jamie Summers get the treatment this week in a new book from Dynamite called Little Bionic Kids. All these and more in comic stores near you. Track those down with the Comic Book Locator Service at 1-888-COMIC-BOOK. You can get a link, of course, to comic shops right on the front of our website, comicmix.com. Or you can also go to a new website called findacomicshop.com. That does it for now. More on the following coming up in a couple of days. And lots of pop culture between now and then. You can always trace that at getthepointradio.com. Listen for free 24/7 on your desktop or your laptop. Or take us on any mobile device, Apple or Android, with a free app called iNet Radio. Get that at inetradio.com. The podcast comes out twice every week on websites like comicmix.com and michaeldavisworld.com, and in the iTunes podcast directory, too. And on Facebook and Twitter, you can always find us under The Point Radio. See you back here in a few days.
Get the-